A state official drove more than 6,000 miles around Vermont this fall to test the adequacy of the state's wireless coverage. And what he found is now part of a detailed challenge before the Federal Communications Commission. Officials hope it will bring federal dollars into Vermont to improve the state's wireless network. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the effort involved 6 cell phones, a state-owned Prius, and an app from a software developer in Bulgaria.
Corey Chase drove the equivalent of Montpelier to Los Angeles and back in about 6 weeks this fall. But his windshield time was along state roads and through town and village centers at a slow pace of 40 miles per hour. And occasionally, he found himself on no road at all.
There's apparently a road that goes from Stamford to Bennington. I tried to take said road, and there's a state government printed sign on the road that says, "Your GPS is wrong. Turn around now."
Chase obeyed the sign. The Prius, he says, was not built for off-roading. And although he saw lots of beautiful sights and foliage driving around the state, his excursion was really a massive data collection project. Equipped with 6 cell phones and an app customized by a coder in Bulgaria, Chase was ground-truthing what every Vermonter with a cell phone knows. There are many, many places in the state where you simply can't get a signal, not to mention the 5 megabits per second data download speeds the carriers were claiming.
I think it's fair to say that our data showed wide disparities between what certain carriers reported and what was our experience on the ground.
That's Clay Purvis. He's the telecommunications director at the Department of Public Service. He says what led to this fall's road trip were maps by cell phone providers in Vermont that said basically the entire state is covered, with the exception of pockets of Essex County in the Northeast Kingdom and a chunk of the Green Mountain National Forest near Hancock and Rochester. The FCC uses those maps to determine what areas of the country qualify for grants to boost service to underserved areas. And by the cell company's claims, most of Vermont was covered.
The FCC has recognized this issue, and they've now opened an investigation into those maps that were submitted.
The state challenged the carrier's maps following a rigorous procedure for data collection outlined by the FCC. That's what had Chase driving around with the 6 cell phones, each capable of sophisticated download speed tests. At stake in the project is potentially millions of dollars in federal grants.
What we were looking at was being almost completely foreclosed from any of it because our state was considered nearly completely covered with 4G LTE service, and now we've opened up a significant amount of that space.
The FCC will ultimately conduct an auction process to find carriers to commit to providing mobile access in these underserved areas. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.